All right, so good evening, all you cartoon addicts out there, and let's get ready to dive into another amazing episode of You Know What, the Cartoon Rewind Podcast. Of course, I am your host, Frank, and of course, joining me as always are my partners in crime. You know, I'm talking about the encyclopedia of all cartoons, the knowing of all toys. We're talking about Gemini. And you just can't forget about the man that I want to be when I grow up one of these days, right? I'm talking about Rolly. Now, before we get into today's episode, you got to do us a favor. You got to remember to smash that subscribe button, drop us a comment, and share our videos through, share our videos with your friends. Oh, and also you got to throw a like our way. Come on. We need your love, all right? You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you know what, anywhere where you watch your podcasts, right? And just when you think we're done, if you love cartoons and you love them clips, you gotta check us out on Instagram and TikTok. I promise you, we will not let you down. And Rolly, also, I heard that we have a new home.
We do.
For our podcast, yes. Buddy.
Yes, yeah, we do. Talk to us. So, yes, we have our home for a new podcast. It is the CartoonRewind.com. But it's not only the home for the podcast. We feel we're so good at talking about toys and cartoons that we decided to start selling them. Yeah. So we ask for you guys, if you guys are looking for some toys, some rare collectibles, check us out, CartoonRewind.com.
Ta-da.
I love this special effects with the smoke and everything.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
You saw that, right? All right, so Rolly, what are we watching today, buddy?
All right, so today it's going to get a little extreme today.
Yes, it is. Extreme!
We're watching G.I. Joe Extreme, possibly the least favorite of all G.I. Joe series.
But we had to do it, Ben. In my personal opinion.
Well, it's good to revisit because I haven't revisited since this came out, and that was in 95. So, what about it, 30 years from now?
The only thing I remember about this cartoon was there was no Cobra Commander and everybody was on steroids.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. No,
there was actually a backlash because they were saying that this was giving kids body dysmorphia.
Really?
They were setting bad examples, showing that kids needed to do steroids to be, you know, to be cool and popular.
Yeah, because social media doesn't do that. But then again, social media wasn't as popular as it is now.
We didn't have social media around then.
When did social media come out?
In the 90s.
In the 90s? Yeah. MySpace was the first one, right?
Well, you also had AOL, Messenger, you know, you have all that, and you had MySpace, yes. MySpace came out, yeah, exactly. Everybody that go in, log in, you've got mail.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so we're seeing G.I. Joe Extreme.
Yeah, so G.I. Joe Extreme, this episode originally aired, this was easy for me because it's a day before my daughter's birthday. September 24th, 95? Yeah, September 24th, 1995. Why am I having a hard time with that date?
You froze.
For those of you that keep track, that was actually a Sunday, 29 years, 7 days ago. So, a little bit like Frank said, a little bit about G.I. Joe Extreme. So, a little different from what we're used to. First of all, the figures were a little larger. They went with the toy lines themselves were 5-inch figures, and they all had those annoying big ass backpack or big guns that were larger than they were.
Then there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was advertised as Ultra Slam Firepower. That's their slogan.
Wow. Okay.
The toys had that. The actual slogan for the show was Extreme Times Calls for
Extreme Measures.
Extreme Heroes. Aw,
man.
Yeah, sorry. The G.I. Joe were still American heroes, but they no longer fought Cobra. Now they fought Scar?
Yep, Scar.
Yes.
Scar. Soldiers of Chaos, Anarchy, and Ruin. which is not a bad name, to be honest.
No.
Didn't they wake Sergeant Savage out of cold storage or something like that?
That I don't know. Maybe we'll find out here. I can tell you. So their leader, and their leader is Iron Claw.
He was Destro, kind of maybe look-alike, maybe.
Yeah, he wore a face mask. Mm-hmm. I think he wore a beret also.
Yes, he was French.
And he had to have a cape, a half cape or something like that.
Yeah. So, and also this cartoon took place in the future.
Did it?
Yes, the year is 2006.
Ooh, our past.
Yes.
Someone's future.
Yes. So, all right. With that being said, I don't have any other fun bits of entertainment other than, like I said, no figure. I don't think there's one figure here reused. They didn't use any names.
Well,
all right. So we're all at zero, right?
Yeah.
I was born at zero.
I was born negative zero. All right. So let's make it happen, Captain. Let's hit play.
All right. So... I like how the intro is live action.
It was.
It's CG. Oh, no way. That is live action.
It's live action.
No, it's not. CG.
It's That's live action. Action, man. And which she's... but those are live action people. So.
Well, he sounds like you when you did your stop motion.
No one needs to know about that.
Again, it is not live action.
It's live action.
It's not.
It was.
If you have people who are not
looking
cartoon,
at the intro now.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm assuming the dude with the one of them is supposed to be like Snake Eyes. I just saw him.
Victorious.
Okay, so that's supposed to be Duke. Scarlet, Roblox, and okay, so there you go.
Yeah, the dude is the white ninja is Snake Eyes.
That's supposed to be Storm Shadow, right?
I don't know who. I don't know.
Metalhead. Lieutenant Stone.
Oh, that's Lieutenant Stone, the one that's supposed to be Duke.
Yes. Lieutenant Stone is the leader.
Yeah, so none of these are from the original Joes.
Nope.
No. They reused no names or nothing.
So they just went straight off on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, there were two companies fighting to do G.I. Joe before 86 or 87?
Uh-huh.
So I don't even know who did this.
That's easy. I could tell you that. Grass Entertainment.
See? So.
Nice. Grass.
Deke and the other one, they lost the rights to it, so.
Oh, well, no. Sunbow also did some. Sunbow did some, too. So. I'm already not digging the vehicles.
Of course not.
You're not liking what, buddy?
The vehicles.
Oh yeah, that ship. I wasn't thinking that. But I'm still gonna give it a chance. Look at that. He just says Iron Claw and bam, he smacks him.
Bitch slapped him.
Bro, big time, dude.
So that's a bad guy though.
Yes, but oh shit. Oh shoot. Okay, so yeah, that was Iron Claw.
He called it by his name, that's why slapped because he called him Iron Claw.
I know, but I was like, wait, he always wears a mask and Corporal Commander never shows his face. But this isn't Corporal Commander.
Yeah. I also thought maybe something would happen to him. He had to put on the mask.
No, he just put it off.
I know. I can see that, Dwayne. I
think he got that same technology from Batman. Because when he went down the elevator,
he got changed.
He got changed.
I think he got it from The Flash because he changed so fast.
No, Batman, the Adam West. Remember when they went down the stripper pole?
Uh-huh. They changed? Oh,
they just
the 70s, the
changed.
live action.
Yeah, the live
Talking about the
action.
Adam West, yes.
Yeah, the Adam West.
I like how they still wear their military uniform. The guy has a helmet on inside the car.
Yeah, and look, a douchebag. Why is he wearing sunglasses at nighttime?
Thank you.
Because he's a federal agent.
And how did that guy fit?
Feds always do that.
And then that guy got underneath. The car was driving. He got underneath it, and now he's in the back.
Yep. Well, I thought I saw him in the front of the vehicle.
I thought something in the bottom.
He's one at the back.
Well, shit,
He's at the back.
we all got different versions. We all got different versions of him.
Yeah, we did that. How the hell did he get up there?
Jumping, man, jumping.
That
Fucking
reminds me of the
genius, dude.
guy. That reminds me of it looks like the main character from Wildcats.
Yes. The Snake Eyes one, right?
Yes. Why does Metal Head sounds like
Michelangelo?
Beast Boy? Familiar, right? Oh, it's
Michelangelo?
like Beast. No, oh yeah, could be. It sounds like Beast Boy.
That's Duke.
What?
Also, he's a Joker.
Yeah, no one believes in secret identities anymore.
Nope.
No, they don't give a shit. Look how ripped this dude is, bro.
Really? They didn't
Damn.
work. They didn't even work out. They
No.
just.
I bet you that bastard can eat whatever he wants and won't gain us a single pound. I wonder if Scarlet has abs also.
Most definitely.
The redhead.
She's definitely got extreme in her.
That car's just doing a tunnel roll,
Yes, it is.
barrel roll
And
across.
that car can defy freaking gravity, man.
Between
The shit it
two.
was doing. I'm rock and roll, and I have spoken.
That's an assault.
Damn.
Me too. Now you hit him, then you go to jail.
That's it. I want to say, what? Equal rights? Bam! Freaking punch a red back. Just kidding. Right, so everyone's extreme.
Everyone.
Now I understand the title. What animals do you need, bro?
A lot.
Maybe he's gonna donate them.
And you notice how everyone is dressed normal except for these dudes?
Yes,
Because they're
with their guns and
extreme.
everything.
Because they're extreme.
With their guns, they're just like, I'm gonna go with all my bullets on me and my padded, and like he's like walking around with a football uniform. And sunglasses at night too, by the way.
Of course. So he's got to be the sniper.
Assuming, especially with a
Yeah.
name like Ballistic.
Oh, is that what his name is?
Yep.
Yes. Ballistic. Snake Eyes was the dragon.
Yeah, the only one I remember is freaking Iron Claw and for freaking Savage.
He's the sharpshooter of the team.
Just like you boys got this handle.
Harpoon told you he's a water guy.
Yeah, of course, man.
Harpoon gave it away, huh?
Yep. He's a nautical expert. He provides a comic relief for the team.
I thought Snake Eyes did that.
No.
Dragon.
Alpine.
He's got Jamaican accent. Really bad Jamaican
Blue face
accent.
got two heads and four eyes, man.
Very bad.
That's what I'm waiting for him to say. You know what I mean?
Bumblegut, man. So when are you gonna make classified figures out of these?
Never, I hope.
I would actually buy one.
Yeah, you buy Iron
Of
Claw.
course he would.
Yes.
We all know which one you're gonna buy. It's the easiest thing.
And I might even buy whatchamacallit, Scarlet.
Mayday?
Yeah. She looks badass.
I haven't seen her that well. Hold on.
He doesn't want one because she's a redhead.
That's why they
All
invented
right,
Scarlet.
I'm not fascinated with redheads. That's Rolly.
Yes.
That's a
Rolly
lie.
Bruni.
That is a lie.
That is the truth.
Yeah. So.
Look at him, look at him, look at him. The team's about to go extreme right now.
That's right, because extreme times calls for
extreme measures.
Extreme heroes.
Extreme heroes. They're all dry coming out of the water.
Of course. You can't
be. You know how hard it is to dry. I mean, to draw. Whatchamacallit? Oh no, that's the CG.
You know how hard it is to walk around in the cold weather and the high wind. You got something important to do? Of course.
No, I don't have the slightest idea. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. That's it. Also, those are the bats.
Looks that way. And just, oh, he punched two people with one punch. Mm-hmm.
He hit that one dude so hard and knocked the other one out.
What the hell was that? Sabretooth?
That was food.
Yeah, but the guy was huge.
Dude's a beast. I think that's the guy with the patch. Yeah. The eye patch. And I think he has like a metal arm or a metal hand or something.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a hose. He's the other figure that Franco.
You saw the tube, right? You saw the tube, yeah. Right?
Yep.
The red
one. Franco buy this guy too.
Of course he will.
No, I actually would not buy this dude. I don't like the way he looks.
You will buy him and you'll upgrade him and give him more tubes.
I think I also had the dragon figure. I had this guy.
Did you?
Yeah, but I got rid of him because I didn't know he was a G.I. Joe. I thought he was like a weird Marvel figure. He also looks like Hawkeye. Tell me he doesn't look like Hawkeye.
Who, Dragon?
Yeah.
I think he looks like Hawkeye.
He just needs a bow and arrow and he looks like Hawkeye.
He looks like Hawkeye. Remember Hawkeye when he had that alternate one? The alternate uniform?
Oh, yes.
He looked just like that. I think the face is a little different, but the eyes and the purple, it's all the same. Go, man. You can go down the slide. So how are they supposed to get out?
No say-so.
Okay, but how is he supposed to get off on the other side of the girls?
Did he power up? Yeah, he did.
Apparently
so.
Is he supposed to be French?
He has an accent.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't even feel that.
Wait, the guy jumped, was in the air, kicked him like three times?
Yeah.
With the 2 second pause in between.
He kicked him, moved back, kicked him, moved back, kicked two more kicks.
Defying gravity, man. Defying gravity.
Yeah, that's the extreme part.
That's what makes them extreme, man. All right, so apparently that dude with the floppy disk, he is the computer expert, obviously.
Must be. I guess that's where the metal part comes in.
Man, even a CEO of this company is thick.
That's Iron Claw.
Oh, wait, is that Iron Claw?
Yeah.
No, that's not Iron Claw.
Yes, it is.
No, that's not Iron Claw.
Who is it?
He's turning green. Oh, is that the dude from Street Fighter?
Baraka?
Yeah, Baraka.
Now he looks like freaking Frankenstein.
Bro, he looks like a freaking cracked out for freaking Hulk.
Oh, shot in the back.
And look,
he's holding a phaser. Did you notice that? He was holding a phaser, Rolly.
Yeah. Who is this guy? But definitely not Iron Claw. The Incredible Hulk, maybe?
A crack.
He's now high as hell.
So everybody is thick but him. That monster.
Yeah.
Oh, and then this guy. He looks super skinny now.
He's skinny, but look at the abs, though.
I know, bro. That's a six-pack.
Harpoon with the ice.
Hot music.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit. Now we know why they call him Metalhead.
Jesus, are you serious?
Yep. Oh, that's his daughter?
No, I think he fell in love with her. Wow. That can't be his daughter. Yeah.
It's weird. That was weird.
Yeah, that was just, I don't even know why that was included.
Look how hard for them to fit in the jet.
Well, the jet doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Already done. Let's kick butt. Wow. Such language.
In the cape. Dig in the cape.
Purple cape?
Yeah.
Blow him up.
That's right.
Look, it's a Mickey Mouse bunker.
Mickey Mouse got shot to shit.
Yeah, he did. I'm just not digging the beret.
He's French, told you. The colors, though, purple and yellow. I mean, Dwayne probably likes the colors, but I don't know.
Did he just slide under that door?
He did, man.
Indiana Jones. No, if you shoot him, he's... Oh.
Well, he's not counting.
So you got like four people against a whole army?
Pretty much. Well, remember, they're extreme, so they can handle that. For him, picking him up is like it's like picking up a quarter. You know, it's nothing. Yeah. You know?
What the hell is that?
I don't know. It looks like a big... Oh, here comes the...
Oh, there's Roblox.
Oh, really? So that's what we're doing now? We shooting out, well, really, so we using our guns to levitate? Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
This guy's huge. I think it's Freight. This guy's name is Freight.
I mean, let's call him what he is. That's Roblox.
Or Gung Ho.
No,
even though he sounds just like Sergeant Slaughter.
Okay, I thought that was just me.
No, that's what I thought. Okay.
So let's just stop in the middle of the fight.
Of course. Right. Run, though.
Just, like, wait, and run.
Yeah, run. Wow, that was a big boom.
He had a submarine waiting for him?
Yeah.
And the people just let him go? Oh, shit, it gets bigger.
Yeah, blew up the entire island.
And that cape is huge.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man. That's how the women like it.
I'll take your word for it.
Huge cape, of course.
They'll be checking out Mayday's ass.
Oh, too late, man.
How did they get out of the island so fast?
They ran.
There was this whale. It was a hovercraft.
They ran.
And what's up with this? Just a random computer, whole computer system?
But did you notice the wires in the back?
Yeah, because they had to run electricity.
Yeah.
That's an Ethernet cable.
I think the power bank is more behind it. They're just not showing it.
Why is he shooting the rocks?
Because he's probably going to leave a signature.
He's spelling his name.
G.I. Joe Extreme.
He's pretty good with a gun, though. I'm not gonna lie.
He is. Not as good as Roblox, though. Oh, remember those phones back in the days?
Yeah. Oh, look. We got
the blocks.
Remember this one?
Your not mom a and PSA. Dad not a PSA. Oh, look at that.
It is a PSA. Same PSA as Roblox.
Strangers bringing me a prize.
Yeah, what a creepy stranger.
Yes, he is.
No, they did
the exact PSA. Same PSA.
It's the exact same PSA that Roblox did.
Yeah.
They didn't change anything. No, just the not voice at all. The guy.
Not at all.
Like, wow.
Hey, why reinvent the wheel if you don't need to, man?
Shit. You know what I mean? Then why go through all the recording process for it? All right, that was 21 minutes of my life
that you want back.
I think we are going to disagree on this one.
We are?
I think so. I think so.
Okay.
So you want to go over the ratings?
Let me. I'll go over the ratings. So we have a three-tier rating system. We have Rewind, which is if it's a cartoon that you loved and you enjoyed and you watch over and over again. This also includes for the series you watch over and over again. We rate that as a Rewind. If the series, if this cartoon didn't grab us, but intrigued us enough to maybe watch another or a few more, like we're trying to get Frank to do with Jem. We call that a fast forward. And of course, if the cartoon is trash and you never want to watch again, we have an eject button that will eject this cassette from your memory and never play it again. So with that being said, I'm going to nominate Dwayne for his rating. All right. For his rating.
So you want me to give it a rating?
Yes, please.
I will give it, on the heels of last week's Starcom, I'll give it a fast forward.
A fast forward, okay.
Yeah, because
I wasn't expecting that.
No.
I wasn't expecting that either.
No, I wasn't, but I'll give it another chance, but it's not really good. But I'll just give it one more week because of StarCom. That's the only reason.
Okay. I can respect that. Rolly?
I'm going to give it... I'm kind of on the fence of a fast forward. Like, I would definitely watch another episode. But, yeah, no. I'm just going to eject this one.
Are you? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to eject it. I'm going to eject it. Eject it and throw it as far away as I can.
You're doing a gem. Got it. I understand, yeah. Man. I can respect that.
He's doing a Jesus. He's doing a Jesus.
Yes.
But you know what, Rolando? You really can't make a judgment on a cartoon just based on one episode.
Yes, it's true. And if you tell me, I'll happily watch another one, unlike some people who won't even try.
Oh, no, that's just because I know exactly what I like. And Gem is not one of them. All right, so
wait, the slander. Are you? Yeah, why? And then why you got to talk shit about me? Like we trying to say, you trying to say I don't know what I like?
No,
I can't form an opinion. You trying to say I can't form an opinion? Why are you attacking me like this? You're like, well, at least I know, because I know what I like.
Like I would just make a statement that I just know what I like. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't need another one. Did you change my mind?
Oh, but I do. I should do it for G.I. Joe Extreme. See, I don't know.
No, not at all, buddy. Not at all.
I feel personally attacked.
No, don't feel personally attacked, man.
If this was live, I would ask the audience, should I feel personally offended? And everybody would be like,
yes.
Yes, you should. Yes,
and no, and then they'll be like, oh, my God, you're too sensitive. You know what I mean?
That's like sensitive men.
All right, my turn. Yes. Okay, we're not as off as I thought. I'm also going to give it a fast forward.
I knew you would.
I'm interested in seeing another episode. This one caught me a little bit. You know what I mean? Notice I was comparing a lot of the characters to the original Joes. You know what I mean? But I do want to give it another chance, though. Yeah. So for right now, it's a fast forward.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I think it's not a. It wouldn't be a bad thing.
It's on its way to an eject, but just give it one more show.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm okay with that. One thing about the toys is not a lot of articulations. So this is the toys here. Not a lot of articulations. They're pretty much, the arms don't bend. They just slide up and down.
I can see that. Oh, wow.
The legs don't bend. So he's always in this position.
And those are the vehicles.
And these are some of the vehicles. Yeah, Sand Striker, Bone Splitter, Tiger Hawk. Tiger Hawk is pretty cool, though.
The Tiger Hawk? Yes.
Yeah.
And the Sky Stalker is not that bad. And that motorcycle thing on the right hand side. Let's see it. There's that cannon thing. That I don't like.
But it gives you long distance Ultra Slam firepower.
Oh, got it.
So, yeah. So I'm looking at some of the toys here. See? They're just stuck in that position.
I remember the packaging.
it. So this guy's permanently like leaning in one direction. It's, I don't see a lot of playability here.
Yeah, no, not really, buddy.
See him there? See him in the position that they're at? Not a fan.
Yeah, no.
Not a fan.
Where's Scarlett?
On another show.
Yeah. but Mayday, I can get you one of Mayday. Here you go. Let's see if I can find Mayday. Here's Mayday. There she is.
Okay.
But this one, she's got the all-terrain ski backpack, so it's not showing any sexy legs or anything like that. So sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry to break it to you.
That's perfectly fine.
But that's what we have. So Tatoys were eh. Cartoon was eh. This whole extreme is eh. That's my new rating system. That's my fourth one.
Eh.
That's like right. That's from between fast forward and eject. You gotta eh.
Yeah.
Eh. So, all right.
So I guess that's it.
That's it. It was a kind of anticlimactic, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, we all knew. All
right. Well, guess
we all knew this was coming.
Yes. All right, so guess what? That wraps up our show for today. And, of course, from all of us at Cartoon Rewind, we want to send out a huge thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, give our show some love by giving it a like and sharing it with your buddies. All right? And don't forget to hit that subscribe button as well. And
stay it doesn't have to be your buddies. It could be enemies, too.
Yep.
You know what? I like that. It could be your enemies too.
It is whoever exactly. You want, as long as you don't give us one or two stars. For you.
Exactly. Just don't do that, man. All right. Remember, you can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and you can catch us at our new home at CartoonRewind.com, where we also have a toy store. You gotta check it out. And you know, if you love this content, which I can tell from TikTok, you do. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram and TikTok so you can watch a bunch of amazing cartoon clips. Now, until next time, stay tuned, my cartoon addicts, and peace.
People like sensitive men, so I don't
know. I said, hey, I cried the other day. You know what I mean? I dropped my cookie on the floor. You know what I mean?
What? She was devastating. Why do you drop that full-grown woman on the floor? What's wrong with you?
I've never met Cookie. How's she doing? She good?
Yeah, she's good, man.
All right.